From the moment I met you, everything changed. I knew I had to get you, whatever the pain. I had to take you and make you mine.
Take you and make you mine.
I would walk through the desert, I would walk down the aisle, I would swim all the oceans just to see you smile. Whatever it takes is fine. Your heart's been broken, but don't you give up. I'll be there, yeah, I know it, to fix you with love.
It hurts me to think that you've ever cried.
Oh, 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 oh.
So put your hands up,
oh, 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 oh.
'Cause it's a stand up. I won't be leaving till I finish stealing every piece of your heart.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our show. Despite me forgetting or not being able to find my keys and being late and Melissa having some very technical struggles that disappeared the second I got here.
I'm telling you, the dial board hates me. Homophobia.
Don't your parents listen to this?
No.
Oh.
I hope not.
Anti-Semitic, homophobic, anti-Semitic board.
Well, if they're listening, they definitely heard that one.
So we think this is our final show, sadly, of the semester. Not forever. We're not there yet.
Nope, got one more to go. How much worse could it get?
Yeah, maybe we can only go up, in theory. But that was Stand Up by One Direction, because I want y'all to stand up and get pumped for this next hour of lit tunes.
Yep, the Dua Lipa hour that isn't actually Dua Lipa because she says some interesting words on her
songs
album. But
and like, I feel like playing a bunch of, like, some of her songs are sad, so you don't just want to bore people with a bunch of sad songs as well.
I think it's very intelligent and enlightening to listen to sad music.
For a whole hour?
Please look for my upcoming novel, Misogyny in Literature.
So next up, well, we do have two Dua Lipa songs coming up, though, so two, and that's the only repeat. Well, no, wait, no. I have Nick Jonas and the Jonas Brothers on here.
Oh,
I don't know
dear
if that counts.
God.
But anyway, so get ready for Please Like Me with DJ Shrugs a Lot. That's me. And
DJ Melly B.
That's her.
Get pumped.
Listening to us on WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, PA. And here is Memories by Panic at the Disco.
You an offer that you can't refuse. Baby, you're okay, baby, you're okay. No, you won't go breaking my heart. You seen that we got the same pain, same scar. Felt that when we got closer in the dark. Baby, I'm okay, baby, I'm okay. Maybe when you're far away, I promise you I'll be good. I guess we're misunderstood. So baby, please don't hear what people say, 'cause I've heard things about you too. Makes me know that I'm for you. Hold on.
stop us. We got it all, the love, the passion, but most of all, we mess up and run from the scene. But I throw my hands up, if you know what I mean. Cause I'm not afraid to tell you when you're wrong. And I know that you miss me when I'm gone. You make a great team, but you are better than I've ever been.
Cause baby, I've been there, but the heavens forget. like I did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh, baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious.
Friends, time for a PSA, though. So every year, almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses before they reach the age of 5. However, through basic health care delivered by local health workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you are just one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org, and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council. So that was Oops, I Did It Again by Britney Spears, who just had her birthday this weekend.
How old is she?
I don't remember. I just know it was her birthday. I think, I want to say 30-something.
Oh, wow.
6, maybe? I could Google it, but...
Oops, I Did It Again was my pop revolution as a young 5-year-old.
I had that entire album and would like play it in my study on like our CD player, and I would dance.
Your study?
Yeah, we had like a place for like the computer. It was where our like old Mac sat and everything. It was like a giant.
We called it the computer room.
Oh. Because like my dad would do work, but when he wasn't doing work, I'd stick my CD in the CD player and I'd do like an interpretive dance to Britney Spears' classic.
I was a fan of the Hilary Duff movie album. Lizzie McGuire movie, sorry.
Mm. Well, that was a little later. Like,
yes,
this was 5-year-old
me.
Yes,
third grade.
A classic movie, though. Like that.
I don't know if I've ever actually seen the movie or if I've just listened to Hey Now a bunch of times.
Really? Hey Now. I think the movie's on Netflix. If you haven't actually seen it, I think it's a thing you have to watch.
Probably. Like it's Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen is so good.
Also a very weird but classic film. Isn't Megan Fox in it?
I don't know. I haven't seen it since I was, like, 11.
I know. Lindsay Lohan sang in that, too. That was a time.
That girl.
Yes, this is a lot of throwbacks, as I mentioned earlier. Melissa is still you're not working on essays anymore, are you? Or are you?
Well, this is a different essay, but it's still an essay.
For college?
I think, yes, it's for Galloway.
Oh, thesis?
Yep.
Mm. Just moved on to different set of essays.
Well, I have to go back to the other ones. My life is thrilling.
So, next up, we have Champagne Problems by Nicholas Jonas. And we'll talk to you more when we come back if we don't die from the heat in this room, because it is very hot. All right.
God.
Peace out.
How many times have we been here before? How many pieces have to break? So many reasons not to celebrate. But I hate to see you crying, so let's drink before goodbye. I got a bottle I've been saving up. Thought that we'd drink it on that day. We were the opposite of breaking up. Can't believe I'm losing you. We just opened up too soon. We got champagne problems. Only one way to solve them. Raising our glass, cause it's on us with these champagne problems. Just keep on drinking. Keep on drinking. Keep on. How did the clothes end up all on the floor? Didn't we just break each other's heart?
Drinking you down, you're the only remedy. Say you're gonna hold. the thought of your taste. No, I can't give it up. So look at my face. Now I'm running away, 'cause all my bones are begging me to beg for you, begging me to beg for your love. Swear I'm gonna hold your head up. Swear I'm gonna break your fall. Swear we're gonna last forever. Baby, this is all I want. 'Cause all my bones are begging me to beg for you, begging me to beg for your love.
Baby, you're not the only one. Do know you're thinking, no, 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 no. It is easier said than done, but please let me attest. I know it's hard. You're feeling like you're trapped, but that's how you react when you cannot see the light. But try and see the light. I'm telling you, no, 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 no. You're the only one standing in your way. Just take a breath. Relax.
I'm back for another PSA. So, if you're thinking about getting a GED diploma, but need a little more motivation to get you on your way, visit the GED Pep Talk Center, where there are celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from a level one gentle pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp all the way up to a level 13 extreme pep talk from Danny Trejo.
What?
I've read this PSA so many times. Has this the first time you've heard it?
I guess I'm good at tuning you out.
Rude. So, whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, there's a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED. That's YOURGED. Or visit your GED.
YOURE.
Yes, not that one. YOURGED. For your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark for the American Council on Education, brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council. In theory, a celebrity pep talk sounds great, but also I'd never heard of any of those celebrities.
Maybe it's a little outdated.
That's possible. So that was Why Worry by Set It Off. That was suggested by Melody.
Isn't it a good song?
It's a good song.
Why?
Yes. I enjoyed the song.
Because I just heard it today on Spotify.
We're not sponsored by them. But
not
sure.
Even a little.
Next up, we've got Teenagers by My Chemical Romance.
I thought... go on.
What?
Is there a clean version?
Not that I saw.
Oh, all right.
We do have a bleeper here, so if necessary, right. I'll do it. I was gonna say, it's gonna get very emo. I put a couple of, like, buffers in between, but...
Oh, God, what have you signed us up for?
Well, it's ending on the song you wanted.
Oh! Oh, what a happy end to the semester.
We have a very special end song today.
No, we can't give it away yet.
I wasn't giving it away, okay, I was just teasing.
All right. Get with it.
All right, so Get Emo for Teenagers by My Chemical Romance.
They're gonna clean up your looks with all the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you. Because they sleep with a gun and keep an eye on you, son, so they can watch all the things you do. Because the drugs never work, they're gonna give you a smirk, 'cause they got methods of keeping you clean. They're gonna rip up your heads, your aspirations to shreds. Another cock in the murder machine. They say I'm teenager scared, the living shit out of me. They can care less as long as someone will bleed. So talk in your clothes, I'll strike a violent pose. Maybe it'll leave you alone, but not me. The boys and girls in the clique, the awful names at the stick. You're never gonna fit in much, kid. But if you're troubled and hurt, what you got under your shirt will make them pay for the things that they did. They said I'll teenage a scare the living shit out of me. They can care less as long as I wanna bleed. So talk in your clothes, I'll strike a violent pose. Maybe they'll leave you alone, but not me. We'll be right back.
face, highest for your ever grace. It scares me half to death. Look out to the future, but it tells you nothing. So take another breath. Your hands protect the flames from the wild winds around you. Icarus is flying too close to the sun. Icarus's life, it has only just begun. When you leave because you're certain of who you want to be. You're putting up your armor when you leave, and you leave because you're certain of who you want to be.
Pushing me away. If you really don't care, then say it too.
All right, that was Pushing Me Away by the Jonas Brothers off one of their albums, a little bit longer, which I loved deeply, and I feel that song deserved more appreciation, so I played it.
Is it time to introduce?
It is. Next up, our final song of 2017, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, if this is our last show, which I think it is, because finals is next week.
It's a tribute to early 2000s emo punk rock kids everywhere.
Get ready to hear Fall Out Boy off from Under the Cork Tree. Starring Pete Wentz with a beautiful solo.
An iconic monologue not to be missed. Here it is. Get busy living or get busy dying.
Letting out, he said, why put a new address on the same old loneliness when breathing just passes the time until we all just get old and die. Now talking's just a waste of breath and living's just a waste of death, and why put a new address on the same old loneliness? And this is you and me and you until we've got nothing left.